Well, I publish as J.R. Lankford, but my friends call me Jamie.
Jamie, what do you have out there in the publishing world?
Well, it's the fourth novel in my thriller series. I'm sorry. It's called The Sacred Imposter. Well, the genre is sort of Da Vinci Code. They're thrillers. But it's the story of a scientist who his lifelong dream is coming true. He wanted to personally examine the Shroud of Turin. You know, that's supposedly the burial cloth of Jesus. That cloth that has an image of a man on the front and back. It's owned by the Vatican.
Shroud of Turin.
Yes, Shroud of Turin. So he's there, and his dream is about to come true, and he gets a call from his sister in New York, and he learns that his parents were really Jews who escaped Nazi Italy. So he's thrown into religious turmoil, and in the middle of it, he goes through with a wild plan he's always had in his mind. He snips some of the bloody threads from the shroud, smuggles them back into New York, and tries to clone Jesus of Nazareth. So, yes, well, I'm an electrical engineer, and so is my husband, and we love to keep up with all the developments in science. Well, when I heard that there really was type AB male blood on the shroud, and that's not very common here, by the way, very common in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, and that a scientist had actually tried to run unauthorized PCR replication tests on the blood, that's, you know, DNA, I couldn't believe it. I was off, you know. And because it gave me a chance to explore the, you know, my twin passions, which is science and belief and what people do because of what they believe.
Very cool. I like the idea. You know, you took something from the real world and you created a story out of it. I want to know who our character is. Who's our main pro tag?
Felix Rossi. He's the guy. He's a wealthy New York scientist. He's got two Harvard degrees, smart as the Dickens, and he has this religious passion, and so now, of course, when he finds out that his parents were Jews, and he feels guilty, you know, he's
sure.
You know, guilty for feeling guilty that he's a Jew, you know, so
like,
he
America round you can't get off of.
That's right. So he thinks, you know, he's my mad scientist. He thinks, well, if I bring him back, you know, then, okay. Then nobody will have a reason to complain about the Jews anymore. Not good thinking. But the other characters are, I try to, in my characters, you'll never realize it when you're reading the book, because I really do like writing thrillers where the characters' backs are against the wall. But Felix represents mind, you know. And then there's another character named Sam, the doorman, who represents body. And there's another character named Maggie, who represents spirit. You know, she just goes to church every Sunday, deeply religious woman, believes God is watching over her. So those three characters are the main ones, and they interact. Well, of course, there's a not nice character there.
You've got to have a bad guy.
I've got to have a bad guy. And he's a cool bad guy. He's, you know, in one of these secret organizations that everybody says runs the world. Sometimes I think that's true, you know. But he's a very wealthy guy, owns the biggest private firm in the world, made his money in mining. But when he was young, an astrologer predicted that he would be killed by someone motivated by the return of Jesus Christ. So, or that, not that directly, but that's his interpretation. So he hears about this cloning and yeah. So, well, I am just really having sleepless nights this moment, concluding the fourth book in this series called The Covert Messiah. The series, the first book in the series, was twice optioned for film. And that's like lightning striking twice in the same place. Actually, lightning striking twice under two blue moons. Yeah. So, Huh? It's so it makes me think this is going to happen, even though, you know, Hollywood's unpredictable. And when I say unpredictable,
great to be able to say the word option is fantastic. I want to know your website.
J.R. Lankford, LANKFORD .com.
What's the name of the book again?
The Sacred Imposter. Okay, thanks for asking me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.